Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Manning Family Children's Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation. We're joined now by Archie Manning. Also, Drew Brees on the line. Cajun Cannon in the house. So we got QB to QB
to QB,
to QB today here on WWL. Drew, how you doing, man?
I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. I love it. Arch, how you doing?
Drew, I'm doing great. It's great to hear your voice, number nine. I've picked you up on Fox a couple of times since you. I was excited to see you get there, and I know you do a good job. You are doing a good job and a great job. So it's great to hear from you, pal.
You too. I hope it's been entertaining.
Yeah, he just got here. First time I see Archie, we're here at Manning Children's Hospital. And I said, how did Archie let him get away with these cowbells? Archie's going to think he's in Starkville playing Mississippi State.
And I just said, one or two, you don't mind.
Those cowbells kind of went quiet last night.
Yeah. They sure did.
Last Friday.
That is true. Yeah. Now, Drew, Archie's commenting on, now you're calling games and all that. I think you brought the Carolina Panthers too much luck. No one would have thought they're going to beat the Rams. Well, what do you think of little Bryce and then what the Panthers? That just shows you the NFL that week in and week out. It's pros versus pros. Anything can happen.
Look, here's the thing. First off, the parity in the league is such that, that saying any given Sunday, right? I mean, seriously, at any time, if a team plays their game, they can be competitive and they can win. I'd also say there is a formula to win every game. And the formula for the Carolina Panthers was, look, they were going to be bend, don't break, because they had two starters out of the secondary. Two of their best secondary players didn't even play in the game. J.C. Horn and Trayvon Merrick didn't even play in the game. And so it's going to be the fact that the Rams are going to move the ball up and down the field. You're going to find a way to get some takeaways, which they did. They intercepted a ball in the end zone. They returned a pick six for a touchdown, and then they got a sack fumble. So they had three takeaways. And then offensively, they were going to have to grind out the clock, which they did, get back to their run game, which, that's really the source of strength for their team. And then they were just going to – Bryce was going to have to make some plays. He had the big fourth down touchdown on fourth and one, another fourth and two touchdown, deep pass, and then he had the third down conversion at the end of the game to win the game. So – look, there's a formula to win every game, and if you execute it, a lot of times you win.
And, Drew, speaking of formulas, look, LSU's trying to get that winning formula, and I kind of described them, Arch, you're like this. I said, I think LSU's trying to be the college version of the Los Angeles Dodgers. They don't want to be the Yankees or the Mets. That if they're going to buy a team, that they want to win like the Dodgers, because it seems like whenever you got the governor and everybody on board, and then you get a character like Lane Kiffin, I mean, what's your reaction to that, to LSU's new head coach, and What does he bring to LSU's program? Everyone's so optimistic. I think ultimately he'd want to win a national championship and win a Super Bowl. Very similar with Pete Carroll, USC, the Seahawks. Art, you and Drew, what y'all think of that, what I just said? It made a lot of sense, didn't it?
Now, you didn't bring me here to talk about LSU and Lane Kiffin, did you? This is Manning Family Children's Hospital Day.
You got to ask him an Ole Miss question.
No, that's exactly right. I say, we didn't have a chance to keep him at Ole Miss because we had God and Nick Saban telling him to go to LSU.
What do you think, Drew?
Well, apparently football must be pretty important in the state of Louisiana. they pulled out all the stops to go get him. But I mean, look, I'd say this. I think it's a huge compliment to the LSU program from the perspective that LSU is certainly a destination job, right? Like when you look around college football, how many college football programs are truly a destination job? You know, is it LSU, Alabama, Ohio State, maybe Texas, right? Texas A&M, Georgia, right? I mean, there's certainly like a top 7, 8, 10, and LSU like right up there as maybe in the top 3 of those destination jobs. So, like, with that comes expectations. With that comes a reputation. And look, I hope just for the sake of the program and for the sake of the state of Louisiana and for the sake of Lane Kiffin that he can figure out how to put a product on the field that is, you know, fighting for national championships every year.
Here with some Saints legends right now, folks. Need your donations here at Children's Hospital. You can text NOLA Kids, NOLAKIDS, to 34984. NOLA Kids to 34984. Go ahead, Bobby.
Now, Archie, I don't know, you might blush at this, but I said this a number of times on the radio that, you know, I look at the Mannings family and how you and Olivia, y'all hit the lottery. You know, look at life. I mean, I look at Peyton, I look at Eli Cooper, then you look at the grandson, everybody involved, and I know you love everybody the same, but I've always called you like, in Children's Hospital, I've used this like football royalty. I said, from a political perspective, they're like the Kennedys. You know, like the United States, we never had royalty. You know, we're not like England and all those aristocrats, but I'm looking at here in Louisiana, even around the country, when you say the name Manning.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's like football royalty, very similar in politics to the Kennedys.
Well, thank you, Bobby. I don't know about royalty. Livy and I have been blessed with our family. We've been proud of our children. I told when, you know, back in February when this name change came about to Manning Family Children's Hospital, I told Cooper, you know, back – it's been – back when Drew, you remember when – when you played the game up in It would have been in Indianapolis when Indianapolis had won the Super Bowl, and they raised their flag. Remember that Thursday
yes.
night game was against the Saints. And the night before, we dedicated Peyton Manning Children's Hospital there in Indianapolis. And I told Peyton, I said, this is your finest hour. And Eli kind of followed that up at Ole Miss Medical School and Eli Manning Children's Clinic. I told him the same thing. This is your finest hour. So when we did this back in February, I told Cooper, I said, Cooper, we got to get in the children's hospital business with the family here. So we're very honored and privileged to be a part of it.
Now, Drew and Arch, this for both of y'all, because, Drew, you're going to have future kids and maybe grandkids that, you know, have the opportunity maybe to play football. But I'm looking, Arch, I've seen Olivia Cooper and his wife at games. I ain't seen you at University of Texas game. You said, I don't want all that anxiety.
I've been. Now, you know, Drew's an Austin boy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if Drew remembers this. The first time I ever met Drew Brees, I'd retired. I was involved with the National Football Foundation, College Hall of Fame. I still am. But I was asked to come over to Austin to speak at their little chapter. And they give out high school award for a scholar athlete. Drew Brees was one of those scholar athletes. That's the first time I met Drew Brees and talked to him that night. That's been a long time ago.
Well, and you look at Drew Brees. He's almost too good to be true. You know, my wife said, if you ever hear something bad about Drew Brees, I don't want to hear it. Because he's almost too good to be true.
She's okay hearing bad stuff him. But Drew is a different story.
Drew's like a living fantasy on and off the field. Now, Drew, I don't know, if you want to comment on that. But I'm just telling you like it is, what you've done for New Orleans. And like Arch bring up, you know, Austin, Texas, football country. But Arch always thought about this, and Drew, you probably will get to this point one day. Arch always felt like when you were playing, you felt like you could control the situation you're in. Well, I can remember T-Bob's playing center at LSU, and I'm like more stressed out than when I ever even played because you want him to do so well.
It's hard. And you see Cooper, poor Cooper. Yeah. I mean, bless his heart. He's I'm not getting around very good, Bobby, so I don't make it to many games. I've been to a couple, but of course they flash Cooper on TV and everything. I was so happy for him the other night. You could tell how excited
he was.
He was happy at the end of that. That's a big time rivalry.
Oh yeah.
Who is a big time rivalry.
And the one thing Texas could say, the Aggies don't know how to handle prosperity. Whenever Texas A&M think they're going to do something, they gig themselves. You know, gig them Aggies. No, they always tend to gig themselves. Texas A&M, hey, whenever they want to be prosperous, Drew, they can never control anything.
So first off, both my parents went to Texas A&M.
Drew, you know what I'm talking about.
Hey, listen, I know exactly what you're talking about. So I grew up with that rivalry, and I wanted nothing more. I wanted nothing more to be the quarterback for the Texas A&M Aggies when I grew up. And I was growing up in Austin, Texas. So, man, I was in enemy country, okay? And everybody would tell me, you don't want to go to A&M. That's a quarterback's graveyard, right? That's where QBs go to die, man. No QBs ever come out of there. I said, I don't care. I want to be an Aggie, okay? Now, the other irony to that was I literally lived about six blocks from the University of Texas Memorial Stadium. So I spent my childhood walking to games, and I would buy scalp tickets to sit in the bleacher seats in the end zone at the old Memorial Stadium. So I watched some legendary games in the early 90s with like Eric Metcalf and Tony Jones and Peter Gardner and all these guys that played for UT. They would play Notre Dame. They played those early Colorado Buffalo teams, early 90s. That were, you know, won the national championship, Cordell Stewart, Eric Bieniemy, those guys, Rashawn Salaam. So, man, I'm telling you, like, there was an era of Texas football that, look, I love going to games, but still in my heart, man, I was always an Aggie. I was going to play at A&M. And guess what? Neither one of them recruited me, Bobby. So, who's laughing?
Well, did they recruit you? That was to produce benefit. I mean, now diamond in the rough. No, you just a flat out diamond. I mean, you know, you think about that because Drew, I asked you about that. Boy, you're going from Texas and you're going to Lafayette, Indiana, and dealing with cold weather. and playing in the snow. That actually, you know, probably helped you maybe when you were in inclement weather games by going up to Purdue.
Look, I wanted to stay in the state of Texas. Like, I never envisioned myself ever leaving the state of Texas. There's obviously so many schools to choose from as well. But I wasn't recruited by anybody there. You know, my opportunity was to go to Purdue, and honestly, it was the greatest thing that ever could have happened to me. Playing in the Big Ten Conference, which at the time I thought was the best conference in football, playing against Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin, all these guys every week, and having a chance to grow, be developed. Like, get away from home, man, you grow up. And you really have to, you know, develop your own self-structure and self-motivation and discipline. And, man, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Bobby, I'm familiar with those words Drew just said. And I didn't say it myself, but now I'm going to say it now. That night when I met him, of course, I'm talking to him. I'm kind of asking about his aspirations and everything. And I knew he was a local kid. And I always said, when I talked to you, talked about Drew and his great career he had there. One thing I always said about him, I thought he played with a chip on his shoulder.
Yes.
I thought Drew always played with an edge right there. And I thought part of it was because, yeah, he grew up there. He's an A&M family. He's an Austin boy. He made a great choice. He went off to Purdue, but he wasn't big
like Josh Allen and all them.
I always thought that. And I get that. I understand that, and it makes a lot of sense.
Well, you know, they don't always get it right. Like the Saints, we're trying to get them to draft the right players, especially on the offensive line, so they can win the battles. I mean, if you invest in the first-round offensive lineman, we can't just be good. We got to be great. Yeah. And I think that's what I'm more disappointed by, looking at the OTAs, offseason, and training camp, the disappointment how – because, Drew, you played – we talked about this before with dominant offensive lines. And how it makes all the difference. But look, no matter what your size, like Josh Allen, okay, if Josh Allen was all that in college, why he went to Wyoming? Because people missed on him. That, you know, you go, okay, wherever you go, take advantage of opportunity. I didn't play quarterback till my senior year. I was a free safety. The quarterback before me was Boogie LeBlanc. Sounds like a movie. you know, and here I am. I'm going to play safety. Then I play quarterback. Coach Perry said, oh, I can throw just a little bit. And then I go to Northwest Louisiana. And Natchitoches got to play with Mark Super Duper, set all the records with Dan Marino, Joe Delaney, Rookie of the Year, Kansas City Chiefs. I couldn't have been in a better place. So God always has a plan for you. But now, once you get your foot in the door, you got to take advantage of it. Right, Arch?
This is what I want to say, and I believe this with my heart. Man, I think there are not many guys that I would say who played 50 years ago who would step into today's game and be, like, unstoppable. But I'm saying right now, Arch Manning, you take his skill set that he played with and you put him into today's game, he would be the best quarterback in the league right now if he were playing in this day and age.
Yeah, they don't hit the quarterback. Arch would be awesome. They couldn't tackle him. They couldn't tackle him.
People forget just how unbelievable an athlete Arch was, and I just think we got to talk about that. Like, Arch, how would you do? You ever look at today's game and envision yourself playing in this era?
Probably a little bit. Not much. You know, one thing I did, though, in college, we never dropped back. We sprint out. Would kind of sprint out. But one day, I was at Eli's house before a Giants game, and we were watching a game on TV, and A&M was playing, and it was Johnny Manziel.
Oh.
And Johnny was playing, and I've never bragged a day in my life to my kids. I've never said anything boisterous to my kids. But I just got up to Eli. I said, Eli, if I was running that offense, I'd be a bitch. Because I love that read stuff and that offense. It was let me tell you something else that's kind of ironic. Drew, remember this. But I started doing Saints games. I was doing Saints preseason games. Peyton was playing for the Colts, and we went to play a game against the Colts, an away game in a preseason game, Saints at Colts. Guess where the game was? Purdue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And West Lafayette.
Drew running around, his buddies running around that night. And I saw Drew a few other times outside of Colts dressing room. But that was a Colts Saints game, one that ironic that he wound up having this unbelievable Hall of Fame great career with the Saints.
Well, Drew, always appreciate the time. Both y'all Thank you this. So much for joining us here.
Okay, yeah, Drew, I'm going to leave both of y'all with this. We need Tyler Shuck. You know the one attribute he needs to have? And now he's the man. He has to be the man to be the leader. That's what Archie did. That's what I did. That's what Drew did. You got to be the leader of the team. Let them know I'm the quarterback.
Yeah.
And you got to let everybody know that around you.
Guys, yeah. Now welcoming in Ryan Serza along with Kobe. Kia of Covington generously serving as our matching sponsor during the 4 p.m. hour. Kia of Covington also the gong sponsor of the Light of the Season Radiothon, meaning that for every $500 donation, we're going to ring the Kia of Covington gong, folks.
How are you guys doing?
Welcome on in, Ryan. How you doing?
Good. We're just happy to be here and be a part of this.
Yeah, but we have to remember we're trying to raise money here between Archie and me and Drew. We all talk at shop. And
sure.
Yeah. But, yeah, we appreciate being here. Boy, what a great opportunity when you look to be involved and give back. And this is what it's all about. Tell us why Kia of Covington is committed to giving back to our local community.
Sure. So I'm a dad of three and a brother of five. So we believe kids are a blessing. Any opportunity we get to help any child in need, we're going to do our part. And so being in the North Shore and knowing that the Manning Hospital is here, we want to just somehow do our part and leave our footprint to help children as well, especially as we are a big family. As you see, our Arch Manning fans down here, Longhorns fans over here. So
got some Longhorn fans right in front of you.
Yeah, yeah.
How about that?
That's your little one?
So the littlest one is my son, and the second littlest, or the bigger one, is my actual little brother. So here's one of my brothers. That's my other brother. And then that is our dad right there standing in the blue jacket. So
why? Y'all always been Hook'em Horn fans? Or?
We have been our whole family, and we moved here about 3 years ago to open the location in Covington, and so we couldn't have been happier to have a quarterback from Louisiana come on over to Texas, and we get to now to root for them every weekend.
So you recognize now, because we see y'all on television now quite a bit, so everybody recognizes you, but you finally let the cat out the bag with the Texas.
Well, we are still supporting our Louisiana teams as well. We don't play each other very often, so we get to like them both.
But that's true.
We're just happy to be a part of this, and what a great state to live in. I can tell you this has been an amazing experience.
So having young children and everything, it goes to show you, because so much stress on the families. Mm-hmm. That's the toughest thing, too, because the kids, you know, they bounce back quickly from things. But, boy, when you have that stress on you as a mom and a dad and a family, that is really tough. And I've heard people from the Bayou that have come here, and they tell me you guys do such a great job and sort of calming them down and making them feel part of the family.
Absolutely. You know, kids are a blessing, but you worry so much about them, as I'm sure everybody at this table knows. And so just knowing that there's a support staff for things that we can't control, like this hospital and like these foundations, that takes over the parents' stress, because there's a lot of things that are out of our control.
Right.
You know? Ryan, I understand you have a significant check to present to Archie.
Yep. Kobe is going to take care of that.
Coming up right over
here.
All
right, Kobe.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, wow. Kobe, how about
Fantastic.
That?
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
$3,000 check for the Manny Family Children's Hospital. Thanks so much. Kia of Covington with the donation. Right. And, hey, we got to bang that gong, folks.
Please, go ahead. Go ahead, boys. Go hit that gong.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
There you go.
Question. Where's Bobby going to start? He going to ask? Is he going to ask?
All right. Bobby, you got a question for Arch?
Yeah, Arch, what does it mean to you to help, support the mission of the, here you look at the Children's Hospital and organization of companies like Kia of Covington getting involved?
Yeah.
And because it takes, how do you say that, like a village to come together?
To be a family.
Yeah. Then to raise, and so have Kia of Covington, because really the North Shore is the South Shore. I mean, you look at the area, I mean, Mandeville, Covington. When I first came to the Saints, you know, I lived in Mandeville. It was country. Now there's like
ain't no country no more.
No, we've got our fair share of traffic up there.
But it was always considered like part of New Orleans and the area.
Yeah.
So
I agree, Bobby. You expressed it very well, and we're very indebted and appreciative.
We appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. That wraps up the 4 p.m. hour here at the Manning Families Children's. We're going to be back with more right after this. Stay tuned on WWL Top of the Hour News right now and be back with more on WWL after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.